We drove an old Model T Ford, and the radiator was really a mess. Lots of holes, so we would fill it with cornmeal. And that would fill those holes a little, but finally the radiator would boil over and blow back into the windshield. What a mess! But Claude would fix it some way, and off we would go to school. We sometimes got to drive the better car, or sometimes Dad would drive us to La Pine. I look back now and think of the sacrifice that my mother and Dad made of going to La Pine every day. While I was at Allen School, I worked in the principal's office every day for an hour to help the secretary. I filed all the excuses that the mothers wrote to the school as to why their kids didn't make it the previous day or so. I thought it was a lot of fun, and I read some pretty funny excuses. One asked that they excuse her son because his big toe hurt. I thought that was hysterical. I don't think we would have gotten away with that. I had three or four teachers in that school, whereas I had only one previously. One of my favorites was a friend of our family, Cornelius Aloysius Patrick Mahoney. They called him Connie, and he and the gym teacher, Dorothy Slusher, went together and finally married in later years. I saw him in 1992 in Bend, and we had a good chat. His mother once taught at the little schoolhouse on the ranch, which I didn't know. When I started looking up the history of the ranch, I found some of these facts as to who taught there. I still have friends who went to the old Allen School. Also, Dad or Claude was driving us to Bend every day to school. This amounted to 72 miles a day just to get that education. By the 1942-43 era, I was in the 8th grade at the Bend High School. It was, and still is, located just two blocks from downtown Bend. It was right across from the Deschutes County Library, too. And as I am writing this, there is a new library being built just a block from that one that I went to so many times. This was such a big school compared to where I'd gone before. For each class, we went to a different room. It was two stories high, plus a basement. It had a huge gymnasium right next door where we had all of our gym classes. It had a swimming pool that we got to use some of the time. As eighth graders, we were low men on the totem pole. Everybody took advantage of us, but we survived to become freshmen. From my sophomore year on, as soon as I was 15 years old, I got a student's permit to drive a car to school. While Camp Abbott was there, I got to drive a Jeep out on our field, and all I remember was how hard it was to steer. There was no power steering in those days. You just pulled on the wheel and hoped for the best. Since we lived 18 miles from Bend, it was cheaper for the school district to buy a car for us to use. In other words, a school bus would have had to come to the ranch 18 miles each morning just to pick my sister and me up, take us into Bend, and then bring us home after school. That would have been 72 miles a day for a big school bus, and it wouldn't have been good on a business basis. I got my first special license and thought it was great fun to drive. I had a really nice 1940 four-door Chevrolet sedan with a stick shift, of course. I knew how to drive the old type shift in the floor of the cars, but this had the stick on the wheel, which was neat. My driver's license restricted me to just driving directly to the high school and back. On the back of the license, it said, "Proceed east to Highway 97, proceed to Bend City Limits, proceed to Franklin Avenue, proceed to Bond Street, turn left and drive to the school and park. Return by the same route." I never stayed within these restrictions. I was all over the place. Those were the World War II years, so our speed limit was 35 miles an hour. Ha! Sometimes I stayed in that limit. I also had a C stamp for gas, which meant I could have all I needed. I was considered a school bus. Other people that just drove to work or around town got only A stamps, which I think were either 3 or 5 gallons of gas a week and was used for personal use. A B stamp gave you more, and it was for business use, but I have forgotten how much. I think Dad was allowed a B stamp for having a ranch, which I suppose was considered a business. It certainly was a business, and I remember that he bought a 50-gallon barrel of gas that was delivered to the ranch so he didn't have to drive to Bend for a fill-up.